Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll give an update on the wheat harvest, talk about prevention of pink eye in cattle, along with covering all the activities across the county. But first, June is National Dairy Month, and our dairy farmers work 365 days a year to bring us one of nature's most nutritious foods we have. Dairy foods pack a punch when it comes to essential nutrients, such as carbohydrates and fats for energy, protein for building muscles, and calcium and vitamin D for strong bones. Milk also provides electrolytes, making it a good recovery and post-workout drink. Fermented dairy products, such as cottage cheese and yogurt, provide healthy choices to help boost immunity. A dairy cow has 32 teeth, and all are on the bottom, with a dental pad on the top, and have an acute sense of smell and can smell water up to 6 miles away. All 50 states have dairy cattle, and the average American consumes about 25 gallons of milk a year. In my farming news, wheat harvest is underway. A lot of acres of wheat have been harvested this past week. Although not all reports have been good, most farmers have been presently surprised in the yields of their wheat is making, ranging from 20 bushels to the acre, with some reports up in the 60s. It is my wish that farmers can continue to have a successful and safe harvest. In my livestock notes, summer can lead to pink eye problems in cattle. Pink eye is one of the most common diseases in cattle and is a major economic importance to Kansas cattle producers. Although much research is ongoing to understand this complex disease, the keys to prevention and control of pink eye still rely on the basis of maximizing the herd's immunity status, minimizing exposure to the pink eye bacteria, face fly control, and maintaining as irritant-free environment as possible. Treatment decisions are influenced by a number of factors, such as effectiveness and cost of the antibiotic, labor ability, withholding times, facilities, and the ability of a veterinary prescription. Vaccines are not consistently effective in disease prevention and cannot be completely relied upon to prevent pink eye. The best strategy of treatment, prevention, and control of pink eye for a particular herd is best accomplished with early detection and the help of your local veterinarian. In my extension news, here at the extension office, we offer many diagnostic tests one can get done for your home or farm. We do soil testing for your lawn, garden, and fields, and have a soil probe you can check out to make getting samples easier. We offer insect identification along with plant and weed identification and plant disease diagnostics. The extension office can send samples off for water testing and grain germination and analysis. In addition, we can get the analysis of hay and other forages for nitrates, protein levels, and/or moisture, along with the rental of our hay probe. We now have a vaccine cooler to help aid livestock producers to ensure their vaccines stay at the right temperature during the day when working cattle or other livestock. We also have radon kits for sale, along with a Natroleum Alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. We have daily and weekly rental of a live trap to catch your varmints that might be a nuisance. Please note that we are here to help you with any and all of your daily questions. KSRE is just a visit or a phone call or an email away. K-State Research and Extension has compiled numerous publications over agriculture and horticulture topics, and we have many programs available in the field of agriculture, family and consumer science, plus 4-H and youth education. You can get a complete list of the upcoming events on our webpage or by calling our office during normal business hours. Don't forget our two farmers markets that are open each Saturday at 8 a.m. The first here in McPherson at 710 West Woodside here in the Round Top building, where they have everything homemade and homegrown. And the second market is in Mound Ridge, 406 West Cole, at the Mound Ridge Historical Museum, where they provide fresh produce, farm fresh eggs, and bakery specialty items throughout the summer. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County office by calling 620 941-1523 with any programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.